Well, good evening, good weekend to you. This is David Mann with Sooner Politics. You're watching Weekend Report. We're glad to have you with us here this cold winter month of January 2019. Hope things are going well for you. Let's get right into the news this week. We've got a lot going on here. How about this one? El Reno, Oklahoma defies state law. That's right. The quiet little town west of the Oklahoma City metro area, El Reno, decided they don't like not having control over those potheads with their dispensaries coming in. Reefer Madness gonna take over the county seat. We gotta do something here. We're losing the culture. No, El Reno, chill, please. Just chill. Okay, so you've got a few dispensaries providing medicine that, because of our federal government and their backwards ways and crazy politics, wouldn't even allow proper medical research to be done on cannabis medicine. But Oklahoma and our people, along with about two-thirds of the rest of the states, have already said, forget you, federal government. We got people sick. We got people suffering. We got people in pain. We got people that need this medicine. So we made it available, okay? Okay, that battle's done. That was last year's battle. Some are wanting a do-over. Last week, we talked about how Casey Murdoch, out there in the Panhandle Senate District, is wanting a do-over. He wants to have these votes all over again with a county option where each county can decide whether or not their patients, their suffering, their hurting people are going to be able to get treatment by this medicine under their doctor's care. Mind you, under their doctor's care. But no, El Reno decided to believe a different narrative. El Reno decided to put in a special zoning requirement specifically for medical marijuana dispensaries. Okay, this doesn't apply to the drugstore right across the street that is giving out synthetic marijuana. It's called Marinol. Take a look at it. In fact, I wrote a pretty good article on this in Sooner Politics this week. You can pull it up, soonerpolitics.org. So the drugstore right across the street is selling synthetic Marinol. It's horrible stuff, doesn't have nearly the nutritional value, doesn't have nearly the cannabinoids that can actually enhance the different organs of the body that are cannabinoid receptors. No, doesn't matter that the drugstore right across the street is prescribing and handing out, not prescribing, filling prescriptions for methamphetamines, also known as Ritalin, in other classes of methamphetamines to people. Far more dangerous. It doesn't matter that the pharmacy right across the street is shelling out opiates to people addicted, and they know they're addicted. Doesn't matter, okay? We got a problem with this herbal medicine called cannabis. And it's got the town in a tizzy. So they made an extra rule, even though Rule F of State Question 788 says that no municipality may take any additional efforts to zone out in their communities any of the medical marijuana retail dispensaries. So they said, well, not 1,000 feet from a school. Now it's got to be also 300 feet from a church. Now, mind you, in the next block over, we're down in the heart of downtown El Reno. Downtown. Now, another block over, there happens to be a Methodist church. And if you were to measure as the crow flies, not as a pedestrian walks, mind you, but as a crow flies, if you can measure directly across, going right through the brick walls of a funeral home between them, you would end up with just short of 300 feet between the back wall of the dispensary. There's not a public entrance in the back here. This is a back alley, okay? So they're just under the 300 feet. Now, other zoning rules often say from the church building, because, you know, we got to protect our churches, don't you know? You're going to lose your faith if there's a medical marijuana dispensary, evidently. I'm sorry, I'm being sarcastic here because it just ticks me off. So you've got this measurement from the church property. Normally they would measure how a pedestrian would lawfully go to the primary entrance, which is all the way around a city block and in the middle of the block. And there's where this local dispensary opened up. Now, mind you, this is not some, you know, hippie caravan came in on a, you know, daisy-colored, painted bus, graffiti-covered bus. This is a young family, lifelong residents of El Reno, okay? They want to provide this medicine to the veterans suffering with PTSD. Their families aren't even getting a decent night's sleep because of the flashbacks. We've got people with cancer treatment. The nausea from the chemotherapy is so bad, they can't keep food down. They're losing weight like crazy, and yet they're trying to fight advanced stage cancer. We've got, you know, people that are dealing with children with epilepsy, children with seizures, children with birth defects. You know, you've got grandma with her advanced arthritis. The joint pain is so bad, and the opiates aren't working anymore. And plus, she's about to kill herself from getting stronger and stronger opiates until the doctor said no more. And now our federal government says, we're cutting you off cold turkey. No, no, the city fathers of El Reno now want to say, this cannabis dispensary, which is lawfully licensed, properly licensed, paid thousands of dollars to the state for their licensing, complied with the OSBN, DD, they complied with the state health department, they got all their ducks in a row. El Reno, you're about to get sued. I talked to attorney Ron Durbin today. He said he's going to play nice with you once. He's going to send you a letter. He's going to even present to you a proposed alternative ordinance that does go further to protect your concerns, but at the same time doesn't cross the line. Accept the deal, El Reno, because if you don't, you're going to lose. And if you think that your people are upset and got a problem with medical marijuana, how are they going to feel about you having to cut a check in the name of the city taxpayers to the plaintiff when you have to pay damages for what you're doing to them? No, folks, it's time these communities straighten up. I'm asking you, El Reno, get a handle on things, all right? Let's move on to our next story after this message. Thank you.